through, we are all concerned all of a sudden about the price of our produce. So if we go to the markets over the next week or two, or maybe the months to come, a price is going to skyrocket.
Yeah, I would have thought it's. I would have thought it'll probably happen for the whole summer, because when you get wiped out now, you're wiping out the whole first lot of crops. So we thought we should go to an expert out at the markets to get a an opinion, and we got Tony Cherolovo from Orchards. How are you, Tony?
Good. Who have I got there, Chris?
Yeah, Ruth. Sorry, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Thank you.
Good. How are the fruit and veggies holding up?
Oh, considering all the weather we've had, it'll definitely shorten produce up South Australia anyway, because everyone's already got the crops in. They're already, most of the stuff is almost ready to harvest, so it's definitely going to affect pricing in the next few months, definitely. It's going to take at least 8 weeks to start recovering from this.
What do you grow, Tony? What does your family grow?
So we're actually from the Adelaide Hills, so up in the hills, we've been affected as far as in, we're still in flowering on the cherries and on the apple trees.
Yeah.
Strawberries have been hit pretty hard. We also grow strawberries up there. So anything with flowering, we've got no bees out there to pollinate anything. Everything's been weather affected. All the strawberries have cracked because they can't take the rain. So we've pulled the crop off virtually, and we've just got to start again. So it'll take a few weeks before they recover. But as far as setting on the cherries, we're not sure yet. It's just too early to tell. But there's no bees out there, so we've got no pollination. That's our biggest concern at the moment. It's just too cold.
And they're talking about potato growers. They could the prices could double for spuds. Have you heard that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, anything that's grown in the ground has definitely been affected the most. Vegetables, potatoes, all that sort of stuff. Anything that's grown in the ground has definitely been affected.
So we're told, we learnt yesterday that north of Adelaide in Virginia, that just about all crops were wiped out. They're all underwater. What's the turnaround for that? Do we have to wait a whole year? Do we have to wait for another growing season?
Normally, virtually you do. I mean, if they can put something in the ground now, you might just get it for, say, Christmas, just after Christmas. So it'll be too late. They'll miss the main market. That's the problem.
Tony, what about a lot of the growers? It's one thing for people to be concerned about paying double for their prices, but what about for current crops that are getting wiped out? There's be highly unlikely there's insurance for that, would there, for the growers?
Nah, I don't. There's no insurance for growers on crops. It's just too hard to get. So there will be a lot of people struggling. It's going to be a hard struggle for South Australian growers down here at the moment.
All right. What's the mood like somewhere like the Paraka markets? What's the mood like amongst all of your colleagues?
Look, you can see everyone is feeling a bit down at the moment. Even the retailers, it's not just the growers, it's also the retailers, because they know it's going to be hard to get the stock. And then also to ask the prices that some people will want. As an example, cauliflowers this morning have gone anything from, you know, $3.50 up to $4.50 off the market floor. So they'll have to resell it around $6.99, $7.99. So people are not used to those sort of prices, so there'll be a bit of backlash on that sort of stuff.
Mm. Well, we're very, very sorry to hear there's going to be some tough times for the growers out there, and that's going to lead to tough times for mums and dads out there trying to feed their families. But thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thank you very much. No problem at all.
Thanks, Tony.
Tony Cherovolo, Cherovolo Orchards out there at the Paraka Markets.